guiding your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour, and today is an important show. Hopefully you've got your pens and paper handy, and take down a few numbers here. There are three kinds of people in the world. Those who do what they're told without question. Those who control them. And those who refuse to play that game, envied and hated by the other two. And the story I'm bringing to you today is about an Iraqi veteran from the first Iraq war by the name of Billy Miller. He was arrested by Farmington police in Farmington, New Hampshire. That's the live free or die state. Oh, yeah, right. He was arrested on charges of a misdemeanor. He was unlawfully held at the Stafford County Correctional Facility in Dover, New Hampshire, in the booking department for 17 days. Now, that's against the law. No one may be held for more than 72 hours. The bail condition was set at $20,000 and cash only. Excessive. And he was held in a state of peonage, which is strictly prohibited by the Constitution. He was drugged from the first day. And he was restrained, denied visitation, held in solitary with lights illuminated for 24 hours, denied his right to file a writ of habeas corpus. And during Billy's detainment, his mother, Mary Louise Miller, was permitted a few visits and then none. The attempt is to deem her son incompetent. Her son is an extremely intelligent man, a veteran of Gulf War I, 82nd Airborne Special Forces. Billy was competent and coherent during his mother's first visit. And thereafter, it was obvious by her son's physical appearance and frame of mind he was under control of some substance. On her last permitted visit, Friday, November 2nd, his skin was red as a lobster. His facial skin was red and blue. And his mother has been since then denied visitation and reason of denial of her visit by the guards is that her son is mentally incompetent and needs medical attention. If that's the case, he should be in the hospital, not in jail. So says Charlotte Iserbite, who has wrote the story on this. That will be in the next Free American. And, folks, this is really important to me that you understand what's happening here because it happened to me, too. We're going to be right back with Billy's mother, me, in just a moment after these messages.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
All right. We're back, and we're talking about New Hampshire now, and there's some other things happening in New Hampshire. There's a push to get Ron Paul elected, and I would love to help out on that. I've given him a call. We'll have him probably on the show later and see what support we can dig up for Billy Miller here. Marie, welcome to the Free American Hour.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on the show. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas to you, too. And, dear, I really, really enjoyed speaking with you the other day.
Thank you.
And my heart goes out to you here, and I just want you to know that we're going to do everything we can to help you here and to help Billy.
I appreciate it. I'm quite shaken up again because Saturday I wanted to take a paper to prison for Billy to sign that was supposed to go to his attorney to appeal the judge's order that William has to stay 5 years in the secured psychic ward in Concord State Prison, in State Prison in Concord, New Hampshire. And they would not let me take in that paper for Billy to sign. And I talked to Billy. That was the first time since the 20th of November that I saw my son. I talked to him. I could tell he was heavily sedated. And he said, Mother, you have the power of attorney. Please send in the papers for me because I wouldn't know where to send it or what to do. And this is not my son. My son used to be very intelligent. So
he is still intelligent, dear. It is the drugs that they're feeding him. And believe me, I have gone through the same thing. Do you know what drugs they are giving him? And you and I understand from Charlotte's story here that this started from day one, from the time they picked him up on a misdemeanor.
Yes.
Can you explain how this is happening? Why they felt the need to do this? What kind of threat is your son to the local police department?
Well, he exposed corruption in our police department in Farmington because in 2006, an 80-year-old veteran was murdered in our town. He was struck, literally drugged to death. And his checking and savings account was wiped out. His car was taken, and the widow of the gentleman has no money left, no car, and my son was exposing this. So he was a terrible threat to the chief of police. And he did mention several times to people that our chief of police needs to be fired for covering up a death of a veteran. The corruption needs to be exposed. And at no time ever did Billy say that the chief of police needs to be killed. And they keep saying that he said killed. Billy said fired. Everywhere he went to, he said the chief of police needs to be fired. And the 19th of October 2007, he dropped off some papers that he wrote up in behalf of that veteran and dropped them off at the municipal building in our town. And in the newspaper, when Billy got arrested, the chief of police said that he threatened to kill the chief of police in that municipal building. And that was not the truth at all. And nothing ever came about it. He just dropped off papers and ask for the resignation of the chief. So all this time we have been told lies that Billy said to kill the chief of police. I was wondering what my son said up there in the municipal building. And he did indeed not say anything except for the chief to have to resign. So when they picked him up, they kidnapped him off my property, which is adjacent to a river. So I keep referring to it. He was walking on the riverbank. He was making a telephone call to a friend of ours when the police came and kidnapped him because he said something. The police are here. They're taking me. And then the telephone went off. So they took him to the Stratford County Correctional Jail. And I could go in there one day to see him. And he did not look good. I could talk to him only by telephone behind the glass window. He did not look good. And I could only see him for a little while, so not much was said, and he was sedated already then. And I'm losing my thought now. And then I was permitted again to go in to see him the 2nd of November, when he was red as a lobster and blue and red in the face. And I said, William, what are they doing to you? Your body is all red. And he said, my body is all red. I said, yes. And then, of course, I had to leave, and I was never permitted to visit him again there.
You said you saw him on Saturday. How did he look on Saturday?
On Saturday, he looked frail. He talked very quietly. He was heavily sedated. And that broke my heart again, and that did a number on me again, and I'm very much unhappy today.
The have you talked with the police or the people that are holding him or having him incarcerated, and why do they say that he has to be sedated? I mean, I know people that are in trial in jail for murder, and they're not being sedated. Why is your son being sedated?
Nobody.
What are they giving him?
Nobody tells me anything. When I speak to Lieutenant Castillo, that is in charge of my son there at the psychiatric unit, he is very short with me. I could see him only once, the 20th of November, when he arrived there in the psychiatric prison, and then they wouldn't let me go there again until last Saturday, was the 22nd. So, and Lieutenant Cassio said to me, you haven't even been cleared through our security. Your son has not put in a request for you to visit him. And I'm giving you this visitation on Saturday only to be kind and let you come there. So they're not telling me anything. They're not telling me what they're sedating him with or nothing.
Have you tried talking with any of the veterans organizations and your state congressman or senator?
Yes, I spoke to the Secretary of Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter. I was at her office twice, dropped off papers, telling them that my son is constantly sedated, and he, if anything, if he is sick and would be sick, he is supposed to be in a veterans hospital, but not in a state prison. But they never responded back. They never said that they would call there or went there or check into it. They just said they would do a little research on that. And my state representative, Joseph Kenny, he says he cannot do anything for Billy unless he gets Billy's permission.
Well, now, it's hard for him to give any permission for anything if he's being drugged out of his mind.
Exactly. Exactly the point. They keep him drugged up, locked up, and they tell me they need his permission. Well, why don't they go there in prison and check him out? Why don't they have the courage, the state senator and the congresswoman, to go there and check out my son? They could have access to the prison a lot easier than I have.
That's right. That's right. What about your local newspaper? Have you sent Charlotte's story? Now, Charlotte is a wonderful writer. She's got several books out. I've interviewed her on my show many times over the last 4 years. She's done a very good job of telling the story.
Yeah.
Based on the limited amount of information that they're allowing out.
Yeah.
But the fact is, now your son has not been gone to any type of trial at all, has he?
No. No trial, no conviction, no sentence whatsoever.
And yet he's being incarcerated, held without bond, or $20,000 unreasonable bond for a misdemeanor charge. Okay, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. And if you want to call in, our number is 800-313-9443. If you're in New Hampshire, well, maybe there's something you can do. And give Marie a hand. We'll be right back here. You're listening to The Free American. I'm Clay Douglas.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Back, and I'm talking to Marie Miller about her son Billy, who's been basically kidnapped and drugged and held without trial, without bond, without any real charges. Telling me about these charges. He was picked up on two misdemeanors, and yes. Now they're saying that he threatened someone, so that's upgraded to a felony?
Yes. Yes, the 18th of December, William had a hearing in Rochester, New Hampshire District Court, and the judge dismissed the misdemeanor charged with prejudice and made an order that Billy could be released. That was the 18th of December. The 21st of December, he was supposed to have another hearing to be released to finalize that order. And the 22nd of, no, the 21st, the 20th of December, they took him to Stratford County Superior Court in Dover, New Hampshire, where they said he cannot be released because he's going to have new charges, criminal threatening, two felonies charges coming up. And they said the grand jury will convene this afternoon, and they hauled him off to prison again.
to prison, not to jail, not to county jail. They've already put him in prison without a trial?
Yeah.
This is just mind-boggling to me. What about the local city officials? They won't go against a police chief?
No, because they have been approached many times to throw him out, to overthrow him, because to fire him. They have been asked many times due to the death of the 80-year-old veteran, and they will not go. They will not fire him.
What about the veterans organizations? Many of the veterans organizations have attorneys on staff that work with them. And have you had any luck finding an attorney there that will stand up and actually be a man, be an American?
Well, there is one attorney in Concord that promised that maybe today he would go on board, but we still have to raise a little money because I'm a widow on a modest widow's pension. My husband was in the military too, 21 and a half years. And I still have to get some money together. He would take maybe $2,500 to begin with. So I have asked the public to help me with donations. And all the donations would be returned because in the spring and in the summer I will be a little more able to have a little more money due to the high heating. You know, I'm very strapped for money. But anything that is donated would be sent back to the owners when I get in better shape.
I ask you, you have a bit of an accent. And I ask you where you were from.
Yeah.
You were from Germany.
Germany, in Bavaria.
And you made an interesting statement, and that I relate very strongly to you, Marie, because my family were the Wolves and Von Bayers in Germany.
Yeah.
And great-grandparents came here from there, and I've met many of my uncles when they were well into 100 years old.
Yeah.
Very long-lived, very intelligent. And you made an interesting statement. You said they hate us. Who is they, and why do they hate Germans?
Say that again, please.
I said, who are they, and why do they hate Germans? And I agree with you. I mean, I believe that is absolutely true. The German people were demonized, and the German descendants here were pretty much deluded and forced to go fight their own kin folk over in Germany during World War II.
Yes.
And yes. For no real reason. We were supposed to stay out of the war, and that didn't happen.
No.
Why do you feel someone out there that's probably high up in government dislikes Germans so much?
I don't know. I just know that Prescott Bush, the grandfather of our current president, he financed Hitler's war with Remington Arms. So this, you know what, this all going back to the New World Order, destroy the alpha male in Germany and get away with the good intelligence from
yes.
the Germans, you know.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. I'll also bring up another subject called Dresden, that is the biggest atrocity of World War II. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Miller, and if you would like to call in and talk with her, the number is 800-313-9443. And you know, Marie, I mean, I was in a motorcycle accident back on May 20th, 2004. And although I was conscious when I was taken to the hospital, once I got to the hospitals, they kept me unconscious for 3 months. And when I finally woke up in the fourth hospital and came out of it and got off all the drugs, I was doing just fine. I was up and walking and talking, but I was not sleeping in a hospital bed, although I was in a hospital. I was in a jail cell.
Yeah.
And I was pretty confused about it. I asked my son, why am I in a jail cell, son? Why am I in a jail cell? I haven't done anything wrong. I didn't cause the accident. I didn't hurt anybody. You know, I was the one that was here. I was the victim. Why am I in a jail cell? And he just kind of made light of it. No, Dad, you're not in a jail cell. It's just a hospital room with little bitty windows. But it was a jail cell.
Yeah.
And once I regained consciousness, then they started trying to, immediately started trying to drug me again from people that weren't even working in the hospital. So to some extent, I understand what your son's going through.
Yes.
And praise and my admiration for you, standing up for him and doing everything that you're doing, is immense.
Yeah.
Because I understand what you're going through, too. You know, my wife was told, oh, you know, he may never be right again, Mrs. Douglas. He may never be right again. You need to get guardianship. You need to put him in long-term care. You need to put him in, an old folks' home. Yeah, he may never be right again.
Yeah.
And there was nothing wrong with me other than 3 broken ribs.
Yeah.
I'm sure I had a bump on the head. I'm sure I had maybe some a little bit of blood on the brain, but that goes away.
Yeah.
And there was no reason to be unconscious for 3 months.
Yeah.
So and people showed up. I was also hallucinating.
Yeah.
And people showed up claiming credit. Well, you've been hallucinating, Clay? And I had been, but I hadn't told anybody, so they had no way of knowing that that was occurring with me if they weren't responsible. And they claimed to be responsible. They claimed to be CIA, but it could have been anybody from a foreign intelligence agency to a local police division.
Yeah.
And much of that stemmed from pretty much the same thing that Billy was doing. I was talking about 9/11. I was talking about it being an exaggerated case of Jewish lightning. And then suddenly my world was torn apart and crumbled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has your son, since he's been out of Iraq, first of all, let me ask you if he's suffering, if he's been suffering from any Iraq-related maladies like depleted uranium, radiation poisoning.
It was never talked about. No, nobody ever talked about. Billy never talked about it. And like I said, in 2002, he was accepted to officers' candidate school. And he accepted, but after 3 weeks into the program, I told him, I said, Billy, I really wish you would decline on that offer to become an officer because we are going to Iraq pretty shortly. I had the feeling it was coming. And he listened to me, and he dropped out of the Army Reserve.
Clay, you have a caller, John in Tennessee.
Okay. All right. Well... Marie, I think I told you, I applied for Officers Canada School, and they would not allow me in. And I asked why. I said, I've never failed a test. Why would I not get Officers Canada School after taking all these tests?
Yes.
Oh, you were, you scored too high on a test. Somebody with your IQ will question orders.
Yeah.
And it sounds like your son is that kind of person, too.
Yes, and that's so funny. That's ironic that you say that, because my husband applied for officer's candidate school in Germany in 60, and he went with his best friend, and his best friend IQ was 116. My husband was 140. My husband was denied, and the other fella made it.
All right. We've got a caller in. Who do I have on here? All right. John, welcome to the Free American Hour. Say hello to Marie.
Clay. Good morning, Clay. Good morning, Mrs. Miller.
Good morning.
First of all, Merry Christmas. I'm sorry to hear about your son. You mentioned that he was in the military, and a few questions mine you may be able to answer kind of shed some light on it for us. Do you know what he did when he was active military? Do you know what his job was?
That I cannot tell you, because Billy never really spoke about it to me. All I know that he was in the 82nd Airborne Special Forces Paratrooper in Fort Bragg.
The Special Forces, you know, are featured in my film, The True Face of FEMA. They're talking to Homeland Security, and Homeland Security saying we'll need 400,000 well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops to control the American people, because some of them won't follow orders. And one of the Special Forces guys asked him, well, you know, Colonel, we're trained to go in and teach people how to take care of themselves. Why not just send us around to America? Oh, well, that won't happen because you're going to be overseas in Iraq, Afghanistan, or Iran, or someplace like that.
Well, the reason that I brought this up, Clay, and Mrs. Miller, first of all, I really pray and hope that Billy has got God's hand protecting him. Clay, the reason that I brought this up is it's very possible. I'm former military. I had a secret clearance. If Billy was in possession or available to have information that might compromise what they want to do, that could be a very clear reason to me for them putting him in this condition. If Billy is a threat.
Highly intelligent, Special Forces, you know he knows what's going on there.
Well,
and the
fact that he doesn't
talk about it to his mother is simply because he doesn't want to put her in danger.
That and the fact that he's not able, like you said, he's not able to do so. Mrs. Miller, I really believe that Billy, even though he's incarcerated, Billy is fulfilling his purpose, and I believe that there's a protecting hand on him. And I want to say that to give you a little bit of reassurance and pray and hope that people come to your aid.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for having her on.
Thank you for your call.
Thank All right. you so
and by
much,
the way,
sir.
You remember, don't you, John? There's no expiration date on that oath we took.
Absolutely not. And Billy's aware of that, and Billy is a he's a strong man. I'm sure of that. So
John,
Billy will not give up.
John?
Yes, ma'am.
May I add something? In 90, I think he went out of the Army, but joined a reserve unit in Texas, outside San Antonio. And there in the reserve unit, he had extensive medical training. He is only 2 years away from getting his MD.
Well, there are many people, Mrs. Miller. I want to make it very clear to you that there are many people that are involved both in the military and out of the military that understand what's going on. Sound like you're old enough maybe to be my mother, and you're aware of what's going on. There's others that are going to fight this fight for Billy and for America, and we have a lot to be proud of in Billy. I'm sure of that.
John, are you aware? There may be another factor in this. Because of what happened to the veteran and Billy's medical training and his knowledge of what happened to this veteran, I've got a story that I'll probably be doing tomorrow, and I'll have in the next issue of the Free American, about how there's an organized effort by the courts, by the law enforcement, to steal the veteran's money.
Well, what's amazing to me, Clay, is that when you start waking up, when Americans wake up, and when veterans in particular begin to awaken to the fact of what's going on with this new world order, you become dangerous to their plan, and they cannot allow you to, to be alert and to be waking other people up.
Why
you know,
do you
this
think
is
I was kept
thing.
Unconscious for 3 months?
Well, this is the thing with this 1959, this Senate Bill 1959, where they're actually attempting to deny you and I and others other veterans, even the right to possess arms.
That's more than 1959. That's a Veteran Disarmament Act, and they passed it.
Well,
if you've ever gone in for post-traumatic stress syndrome. And by the way, you know, post-traumatic stress syndrome, I don't, if you served in the military and you served in Vietnam or you served in Iraq, in my opinion, if you didn't have post-traumatic stress syndrome for invading a country and killing a million people that had done nothing to America, then you did something wrong with you if you don't have it.
Well, Mrs. Miller, I want to get off now, but I want to say that I'm praying for your family, and I know everything will work out for the best. I believe
that. Thank you. Thank you, sir. I'm 68 years old, and just that you know, and I wish you and your family a merry, merry Christmas.
I do the same to you, ma'am.
All right, thank you, John.
Clay, have a merry Christmas.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, again, our number here is 800-313-9443. And, Ms. Miller, you're German, so
yeah.
You got a lot of years left, dear.
I think so.
I can tell from talking to you that you don't have any of the problems that Americans have with Alzheimer's or age. And I know all of my relatives that live to be 100.
Yeah.
And I'm not that much younger than you, so, and I'm still going strong too, dear.
Yeah.
How old is Billy?
How old? 42.
Yeah. Huh?
42.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you spoken or tried to talk with any veterans groups?
Not really. And I don't know why, but I was so busy otherwise, you know. I have been very, very busy, and I don't know why I haven't been to any veterans groups, to tell you the truth.
All right. I will see what I can do to get in touch with some veterans groups. And
yep.
I'm in touch. I'm talking with a group up there that is in the Free State Project. And I'm also talking with people that are backing Ron Paul up there.
Yeah.
And if on this show here, if we got, I'm putting out a call for donations. I've got the next issue ready to go to print. And your son's story is going to be one of the lead articles in my next magazine.
Thank you so much, sir.
But if I'm putting out a call right now for donations, and if any of our listeners will make a donation to the Free American right now to get this next issue out and distributed, I will come to New Hampshire and deliver and distribute the magazine there. And I'll sit on the police doorstep to pass out the magazines.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
One of the callers wanted to know if Marie has contacted the county sheriff and what has he done about it, and also would like phone numbers to contact anybody that might help so they can get more support out.
Did you hear that, Marie?
The county sheriff,
yes.
is as useless as our chief of police. No, I have not had any help. Keep in mind, they were the ones that sedated him in the jail. So, the very first day.
What is, do you know the name of the county sheriff?
Yes, his name is Wayne Estes.
Wayne Estes? Repeat that, please.
Pardon me?
Repeat his name.
Wayne Estes. E-S-T-E-S.
Do you have a phone number for him?
No, I don't.
What town is he in?
He is in Dover, New Hampshire, in the Superior Court building.
No, how do you spell that, New Hampshire? Dofer?
Dofer.
How do you spell that?
D-O-V-E-R.
D-E-O-Z-E-R?
No, V. V. Dover, Delaware, Dover, New Hampshire. D-O-V-E-R.
Okay. And we'll talk, we'll get that number for the sheriff's department.
Yeah.
And how about
the federal prosecutors? The federal prosecutor?
Yes.
He is in the same building in Superior Court, and I did not get his name the other day. Could I call you back on that later on?
Yes, ma'am. And hold on a minute. We gotta take a break here.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back. Our number is 800-313-9443. Don't you think, folks, it's time you just kind of get off your butt and chip in here and do something? We'll be right back.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh, boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
back. Folks, you know, Americans are good people. But many of us have our excuses for our inability to take a courageous stand. We lean on the excuse that maybe Billy's situation is not as bad as it sounds. Maybe there's another side to the story. I just want to stay below the radar. I don't want to make waves. But if we're all overwhelmed by job loss, we're illness, depression, high cost of gasoline, heating fuels, mortgage to pay, et cetera, et cetera. A very sad truth relating to doing nothing is you'll know it's true when it happens to you. Once we, and yeah, that means you and me, not just the Billy Millers of the world or the victims of government abuse, the semi-legitimate excuses for doing nothing will seem meaningless in contrast to the victimization that we and our family and friends will be forced to endure if we do nothing. And you can make the excuses. This is what my ex-wife did. And I love her with all my heart. I'm not saying anything bad about her. But she was told, oh, he may never be right again. And she chose to believe the doctors rather than what she witnessed with her own eyes. So are we going to hold off and helping our fellow citizens until the same kind of thing that's happening to Billy Miller right now happens to a majority of our people? What happened when the Bolsheviks took over Russia? They killed 50 million white Russians, white Christian Russians, just like you. Just like Mrs. Miller here. And Hitler, before he got taken in by the Zionists, was elected the same way George Bush was, maybe exactly the way he was, in a stolen election, perhaps. But he tried to prevent what happened to the Russian people from happening to the German people by driving the Bolsheviks, by driving the communists out of Germany. Mrs. Miller, do you have any memories of that? What happened with your families? I mean, the German people weren't our enemies any more than the Russian people were our enemies.
Correct. My father, of course, was drafted in the Deutsche Wehrmacht, the German military. He was drafted. We were not supporters of Hitler. And my father died in Warsaw, Poland, in 1939.
All right. Hang on. If you'll stay with me for another hour, Ms. Miller, I want to hear more about that, because we have a tendency in America to believe it can't happen here, and all I can tell you folks is the hell it can't. We'll be right back.
With recent